you know, it's on the southern side of the house where, of course, that's where we get our sun. You know, so the customer's request was to expand it to something more reasonable, put a table and chairs.
Right.
You know, but we wanted to keep the uniformity of the three decks, bring them all out straight, columns coming up, AZAC banding, a roof line that all comes to that same vertical grandiose look.
So that third floor deck's going to have a roof on it?
That is correct.
Okay, so from a constructability standpoint, you need that third floor deck to come out and meet
yes,
the first
absolutely.
And second floor deck.
And it, you know.
Any other comments or questions from board members? Not seeing any at this time. I'll open it up to the floor. Are there any comments? Come on up.
He just doesn't have a master sweatshirt.
Oh, okay. Seeing no one.
We'll get him a sweatshirt.
Seeing no additional hands or anyone coming up, I'm going to close the public portion of the meeting. One final question. You read our engineer's report.
I have.
And do you agree with it?
Yes. And I have comments if you want any of those things clarified.
Okay. Board members, any other questions? Comments? Okay. Leo, you're on.
All right. It's just the 1C variance.
So,
go ahead.
I just want to make a suggestion. If for some reason we don't meet the landscape coverage, you know, you could put a grass strip in the driveway and you'll probably meet the grass coverage. You don't have, you know, I'm trying to keep you from coming back here, spending money.
As am I.
Right.
I appreciate
we can
that.
Can work
and we
out.
Will come yeah. up with that if need be.
All right. So it's just a motion and a second for the 1C variance. The third floor deck is required to be within the building envelope. It's currently not, but they're expanding it, so that's the one variance for a third floor deck outside of the building envelope. And the conditions that we discussed, anything Mr. McLaren's report, you know, they'll demonstrate that they meet the landscape coverage. If not, they either have to come back or there's some ways that they could probably accomplish that.
I'll make the motion.
Second? There a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel.
As long as they meet the landscape requirement as described, I support the application. I think there's it aesthetically creates a uniformity to the front of the building, and if it were and it meets the setback, even though it is an encroachment, it is an aesthetically improvement. I can't imagine how you could do it without the third floor deck being forward. It would be almost look more awkward if it were. So I support the application.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also vote yes. The design of the building with the roof necessitates this variance. So yes.
Dan Smith the third.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. When you look at the street, it's not a problem because the decks closer to Atlantic Avenue are all much larger and pre-existing. And this is really nice design. And I probably think that show up to the neighbor, he's going to come
in. He's going to do the same thing next door.
So I think across from a high
condominium, yeah.
And a parking garage.
Mike Wiesen.
I keep going back and forth looking at the old one and the new one and the new one. You know, the answer. So, there's all the other comments I've voted for.
Peter Taco.
I also vote in favor of it. I think it's aesthetically to the building. I don't see any benefit for the neighborhood.
Thank you, sir.
Nice addition.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. It's an expansion of the existing non-conformity. It makes sense from a design standpoint. I'm glad that there's not a landscaping variance.
Greer Gaskell?
I vote that we have to have the area now. It's already beautiful, and we're going to ask you to look, really want to enhance it more, and not impact the neighbor, the Atlantic Avenue side, and I don't believe it will impact the neighbor on the east side.
Applicant is approved.
Thanks, sir.
Your neighbor. He's going to want a twofer.
Thank you.
Get that landscaping done.
Oh, we will. We will. Take care.
Does anyone in the board have anything new?
I'd like to talk to this guy. Got this in the mail today. He's in New York, right? The statutory requirement is the 10-day mail. Right?
No, no.
Yep.
He did. He received the letter. He wasn't able to get here until today.
Okay.
He received the letter on time.
10 days prior, the statute says you have to mail it certified mail.
Yeah.
And there's been towns that have tried to impose stricter, like, well, yeah, because it happens, and especially in the shore communities, the out-of-town people, they don't get it till 3 days before, and we get that a lot. But you can't oppose anything more stringent. I mean, I don't know if you're getting at that, but...
I was just saying that because being in a resort town like this,
yeah,
it's common that we get the comments.
Yep. Yeah. And basically what the courts have said is the statute has
right.
done the balance right. between what the applicant has to do and what the public gets. Like, there was one town, you have to notify everyone within 200 feet. They said, well, we should notify, they made a 300-foot requirement, and it got, immediately got shot down, because you just...
He called last week.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
With the project, right?
Yeah, that was a different issue with the list, but that's another story.
I think you didn't get the plan, and that's what a lot of people have told me. They get the notification, but they don't know where to get the plan.
The plans are online.
The notification.
No, they don't know that.
They're not online.
No? They're not. I don't think they are anymore.
No, not anymore. Zoom.
There's no requirement. And look, some of the laws are probably a little antiquated, but until they change them, there's nothing. But what the notice says at the bottom, if you want to see the plans, here's where they are. So.
I misunderstood.
Drive 4 hours.
I know. most.
Notice today and drove down here.
No, he received it last week because he called. I spoke to him. He didn't want to make two trips from New York, so then he came today.
I can't speak for everyone, but at least most attorneys, you know, when I'm on a private applicant, and I can do it, someone gets my notice and they're in New York, can you email me the plans and I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and make them happy and explain everything to them. Because if they have to come and see them, they're going to be upset no matter what. So, but they might still be upset anyway. But in my mind, it's why hide it from someone if I can provide it. But we don't really have the discretion to do that. We have them on file here. And if they want to reach out to the applicant wants to send them a courtesy copy, then hopefully they will. But I'm not sure what happened in this situation, to be honest.
And Margaret, we put it in our ordinance that we post them on our website now.
Right, that's what
no
I was
matter
saying.
What.
Can we post them on the website? Can we just, from a convenience and a...
They were during Zoom, they had to be, and then when Zoom and when we ended our Zoom meetings, it wasn't required anymore.
But we could, it wasn't required, but we still could.
Right,
we can if that's what.
Yeah, I
put it in the ordinance.
What you want.
It's not hard.
No, I think something like that would
work.
Well,
they would send it to me, and I would put them on.
But again, you do too much, then an applicant has a complaint saying, "Well,
right.
you're going above and beyond." I did what the ordinance says. Now you're putting them on, I think the website and today, that would be fine, but I, and Margate, they wanted us, when you have important applications, you should do a robo-call. I'm like, well, what's important? And like, no, we can't do that.
Right.
Highly subjective.
Yeah. But I think that's a full disclosure, full transparency, to put them on the plan, on the website is not a...
Yeah, that was...
More information...
People aren't here.
Yeah. That was a tough one.
So is that something that official action needs to be taken? We have to...
Talk up with the governing body.
I think the governing body would have to say. I think we have something in there that says you have to submit them...
Here.
...electronically to us, but I don't think there's anything that says that they should be posted.
I'll bring it up.
So we don't have to resort to extortion and blackmail to get you to do that? Okay. Anybody have anything else? I would like to wish everyone happy holidays, a happy and healthy new year, and we'll see you all next year. Can I have a motion to close?
Do we have our...
January...
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Do we have our first January meeting set?
Yeah, our first meeting...
Ninth?
Is January 11th. That was already approved last year.
Got it.
And I'll send you the dates that I have. I'll send them out tomorrow for the following year. And then you can look them over in case there's anything that we want to change, and we'll do the reorg on January 11th.
Can I have a motion to close the meeting? Second?
Second.
All right. Thank you.
Happy holidays.